The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team. It is time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell checks in with us from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so here we are. This is a story that we have talked about before, at least when it comes to this company. We've been mentioning this for several years, David?
Yeah, we first started speaking about Kaspersky back in 2017. And here we are, 2024, and as a country, we've finally taken action against them.
Okay, so tell us more about what Kaspersky is and why we're taking action against them.
Okay, so Kaspersky is a Russian-owned antivirus application that gets installed on computers around the world. And the fear is that Russia can influence the Kaspersky company to, in fact, provide information to them about the computers that they're installed on. And that's been the fear since this all first came up back in 2017. So back a while ago, when Trump was president, he introduced legislation that would allow us to actually ban companies that could be a problem for us, like China and Russia. Mm-hmm. So the government, as it is today, has done that. Kaspersky will no longer be able to sell its software within the United States or provide updates to software already in use.
Okay, so similar, I guess, what with TikTok, we have concerns about China using this to gain an advantage or, you know, gain access to information. Obviously, I guess with, in this case, Kaspersky, it's not a social media, but as you said, an antivirus software, so you got to put it right on your computer. And so it got ties to, it has ties to it is Russian owned. So, yeah, so this has been something that I guess it's been worked on, as you said, for several years. So now it's official?
Now it's official. And the fact that we've not been able to come up with a resolution, aside from total prohibition, that's where we are right now. So individuals or businesses that continue to use existing Kaspersky products and services will not face legal penalties under the final determination. However, any individual or business that continues to use it assumes all cybersecurity and associated risks of doing so.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the risk is yours. Okay.
Is yours. And so that's for the users. But for sellers and resellers who violate these restrictions, they will face fines from the Commerce Department. And all of this takes effect on September 29th. So there's not a lot of time to get your antivirus program replaced with something that's probably on this continent or something that's supported more than Kaspersky will be.
Okay, so as I said before, I used to hear a lot of, ads. I feel like they were definitely sponsoring, you know, big sports sponsorships and other stuff. So Kaspersky, I mean, I don't know. Do they have local ties here or an office?
They apparently have an office, but, you know, that could be a post office box somewhere.
No,
they have offices around the world.
Yeah.
In 31 countries. So the fact of the matter is that once they have their software on your computer and it's reporting back to Kaspersky and getting updates from Kaspersky, we as the end user don't really know what might be going on in the background.
Yeah. Now, I mean, do you know if, like, do people work for them here locally? I mean, what would end up happening to the company as a whole? Because this isn't like the TikTok thing where they want a U.S. buyer of it, right? It's just going to be completely shut off?
Yeah, it's going to be shut down as of the 29th. And if there's people working for Kaspersky in this country, they will probably be out of work as soon as this kicks off because they won't be able to sell, resell, or update anything with the applications that they've already rolled out. And I can suspect that most people will actually remove this software from their computers.
Yeah, I would think so. And if you do work for the company, we apologize, but you can relocate to our office in St. Petersburg if you wish. you know. But yeah, so I don't know. So, I mean, this seems like, I mean, it's a good, I mean, right, in the modern times, we probably eventually can't have anything from any other big country that has something against the United States because all this stuff depends on the structure, right, of the Internet.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not that we're the only ones doing this, because these other countries like Russia and China are stopping their people from installing our applications on their computers. So this, it goes around, comes around.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to protect their nation.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, obviously, I'm sure we would, we probably do. We're trying to sell things to Russia and China and get them on their computers. We do it to each other, but maybe this is going to be a thing where, you know, each country will have to have their own internet or fortress in some way, or some kind of, you know, home, I guess, what would you call it, David? Like a you know, something that's natural to the country, based right out of the country, you know, whether it be antivirus software or social media data.
Exactly. We can probably see at some point in the future that there'll be firewalls at the edge of each nation that will not allow things from other countries to be installed or downloaded on systems within that country. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
This Kaspersky said it intends to pursue all legally available options to fight the ban. But it's denied now, and it's been settled on the 29th of September. So I don't know how this is going to play out. But at this point in time, we as citizens have to make some actions.
All right. And then obviously there are a lot of other choices you could go with, you know, besides Kaspersky. It's not like that was the only one.
Exactly right. There's plenty of antivirus programs that you can use. Very good programs that are, in fact, either from this country or from other countries that are not in a foreign adversary environment.
Now, David, do you have any few? Because I suppose the listeners out there would probably be saying, can David recommend any? Is there any that you can say in the radio this morning if you want to name not one but a few?
Sure, I can name a couple of them. Bitdefender is one. Webroot would be another. They provide the least impact to the computer, to the system operation, and they provide good security and performance.
Okay, so give me those two
would
again.
Be two.
What is it called again?
Bitdefender.
Bitdefender.
Bitdefender and Webroot.
Webroot?
Yep.
Okay, those are some good ones there. All right, David Snell, if people want to read more about the latest with Kaspersky, they can go to your blog, right?
Absolutely. AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com. David Snell with us this morning. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. That's David Snell at AxSmartIT in Wareham. AxSmartIT.com.